ProDesk or LowesForPros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Thursday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up, John Cranton, Jim Feist Sports, will stop by and join us. We will talk a little bit about Major League Baseball, the NBA playoffs, the National Hockey League playoffs, and more with John. We'll give you a Zach Johnson update, how he's doing on the course right now at the Valero Texas Open, and a whole lot more. All that coming up, Gym Class, coming your way, KGYM. And an overcast Thursday. It is Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. We've got baseball going on in the afternoon. We've got golf going on. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs with John Cranton. We'll talk a little baseball with John as well. Everybody looking forward to the release of the National Football League schedules coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. I believe the NFL Network will be your place for that, even though things are already being leaked as we speak. I don't know if this is a good thing or not, but it's another remnant of the society we live in today, Mark. Your Chicago Bears have already leaked out their first four games, so there's not a whole lot of suspense by the time 7 o'clock rolls around. I think a lot of teams are going to know the most, or a big part of their schedule anyway, and kind of takes away a little bit of the surprise element. So, good afternoon.
Afternoon. I mean, this isn't really intriguing for me. You know, are they going to make a big production out of it?
Yes, they did last year. They'll make a big production out of it again. It is I agree with you, but I will say this. If you go to one game a year, one National Football League game a year, and let's just say, for example, you're a Packer fan, you want to know when that Bear game is. You always go to the Bear game. Is it going to be a Monday night this year? Is it going to be a Sunday night? Is it going to be that? What day?
Talking about making plans.
Exactly. Okay. That is the only, that's the plus of all this thing. It's already been released. I guess that's not a very good word, the way to describe it. It's already been leaked out. The opener will be my Kansas City Chiefs taking on the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. That will be the Thursday night opener, and that will be coming up the Thursday after Labor Day, I do believe. So no, there is no big fanfare to that one.
One day after our first week of Bowling Night in America.
Ooh, indeed.
For 2017-18.
More on the 16-17 wrap-up of Bowling Night in America coming up in just a little bit. Maybe a supersized edition of the wrap-up to Bowling Night in America. We do know that the first Thursday night game, what that will be, ESPN has already leaked the information that the Vikings are going to host the first Monday night game. Sounds like the Denver Broncos are going to be hosting the first Sunday night game of the season. I believe it was Sunday night game. And that will be taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Oh, yes, the Los Angeles Chargers. How many times will we say San Diego this year? I guess that's the big question out there. But, yeah, they're being leaked out. Bears, did you see what it is, Mark? They leaked out their first four games.
No, I didn't.
I know. Let me see if I can find that for you here. As I know, the Packers is game four. They will be at Green Bay, I believe, for that one. I'll try to find it here. Your Twins have coughed up a lead, though, this afternoon.
Yeah, while you look, we'll go over some afternoon baseball. The Minnesota Twins trailing now against Cleveland 4-2, the end of the seventh inning. Cleveland got three runs in the top of the seventh. Irvin Santana with another nice start, but the Twins bullpen currently not holding that lead. Tampa Bay out in front of Detroit, 8-1 in the ninth inning. Houston leading the LA Angels, 2-0 in the seventh. A final, Boston has defeated Toronto, poor Blue Jays. Boston 4-1, a final in 10 innings.
Chris Sale started that game and was absolutely brilliant again for the Boston Red Sox, but did not get a decision because I don't care if it's Red Sox, White Sox, whatever the case may be, no one is able to get runs for Chris Sale. And I feel for him. I definitely feel for him because the guy could have won. I've said it before. He could have won several Cy Young Awards, I think, with the White Sox if they just would score some runs for him. And same thing is going already for the Boston Red Sox. They can't get him any runs either. He got a no decision today, even though he was just absolutely outstanding out there. Here you go. Bears will open against Atlanta. The defending NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, who may be upset because they didn't get a chance to open the season on that Thursday. They will be in Green Bay on week four, so late September. Week five against Minnesota. Week seven against Carolina. Week 10 will be the return match with Green Bay and Chicago. Week 12 will be at Philadelphia. And week 17, they will close the season at Minnesota. So that's what looks like people know as of this moment as far as the Bears' schedule is concerned.
Monday night football opener, the Vikings will host the Saints.
Good game. Good game right there. Everyone gets a primetime game. I will have my annual list tomorrow of who ended up with the most primetime games. I can already tell you it will be the Dallas Cowboys.
But of course.
They will get the most, six. You can have as many as six. Now, that's not including the games at the end of the year on Sunday night, the flex games, where you can actually go over six. But each team, Cleveland will have a Thursday night game. Jacksonville will have a Thursday night game. Teams of that ilk will all have a Thursday night game. It's usually Tennessee and Jacksonville, or Cleveland and Jacksonville on a Thursday night. And I know you're pumped for it.
Well, much like Major League Baseball stance that you have to have a player from each team in the All-Star game, I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with everybody has to be in a primetime slot. Give me the best games.
I would agree. It's almost to the point on Sunday Night Football, you have the same games every year. You're going to have the Broncos and the Patriots every year. That's going to be one of the key ones out there. You're going to have the Cowboys and the Eagles, Cowboys and the Giants. You're going to have them every year.
And I don't want to see Jacksonville, Cleveland. I really don't on a Thursday night.
Not even with the bright, what do they call those? The uniforms, the attack uniforms or whatever.
I don't need to see it.
Don't need to see it. Everybody will get one. So we'll find out tomorrow, and the NFL schedules will come out tonight at 7 o'clock. Other news of the day, and if you'd like to chime in on the NFL schedules, are you looking forward to it? 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, 319-366-1600 if you'd like to chime in.
Valero Texas Open underway. It's a tournament that Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids has won twice. That Zach has won, I think, four or five times in the state of Texas. His first round is underway. He's through eight holes, currently even par. A birdie against one bogey. That bogey came on the par 5 7th. So Zach Johnson right now trying to get in contention at a tournament, which he's done very, very well.
Has won it before.
Twice.
Twice, I'm sorry, twice.
Brendan Grace, your leader, at 6 under par. He's in the clubhouse.
Once at this venue, I believe.
Yeah, two different venues.
Right, two different venues for the Valero Texas Open. This is the one. I think Zach won it at each one. Speaking of golf, the news out of the golf world today, and the big news is that it was the fourth surgery for Tiger Woods today on his back. And this one sounded like not a planned surgery. And people are looking back now to 2 days ago, 48 hours ago on a Tuesday. Tiger was in Branson, Missouri. He's going to be designing a brand new golf course, a tribute course to Payne Stewart. Payne Valley is what it's going to be called. It's going to be at Big Cedar Lodge, where they're playing the senior event this week on the PGA Tour. Just a beautiful place. I've never been there. For somebody who may be on the other side of the building listening, And
I thought that was kind of your neck of the woods when you take off for a couple days.
No, that's Lake of the
days.
Ozarks, okay. Not Branson.
All right.
Anyway, he hit a couple of shots. There was a kid who kind of challenged him, tongue-in-cheek, to a couple shots. And did not have any warm-up, anything like that. Just picked up the club and swung it. At first, he hit it two shots. First one was not good. Not good. Didn't look good and looked painful. Second one was better. Now people are speculating if that led to another back surgery today. It's his fourth, and Tiger also has come out saying that he is officially done this year, will not tee it up again on the PGA Tour in 2017.
I'm sorry, I think Tiger Woods is irrelevant. Would I like to see him come back? Yes.
I would too, but is this it? I mean, is this absolutely it? Four back surgeries. He put out the obligatory, quote, "I'm optimistic this will relieve my back spasms and pain," unquote. He said that every time. Do you know a golfer that's come back from four back surgeries?
And I don't.
I don't either. And we follow golf.
He's ranked 780th in the world. To me, anybody ranked 780th in the world is irrelevant. And do I feel bad for him that he's had to undergo these back surgeries and miss much of his, you know, a good portion of his career? Yeah, I do. And would I like to see him come back and be successful? Sure. But after four surgeries, that's asking a lot.
True. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in there on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line on either the NFL schedules or Tiger Woods. As he underwent his fourth back surgery today. And those have been kind of stacking up. Four back surgeries in what, the last 5 or 6 years, something like that? Or not even maybe that long of a timeline out there. We'll get to a Bowling Night in America wrap up. We'll do that as well here on the program today. That'll be coming up in a bit.
Cedar Rapids Colonels back home tonight, starting a homestand against the Western Division leading Kane County Cougars. The Cougars lead the Colonels by two games in the division. 6:35 first pitch. It might be a little chilly, but they'll get it in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a typical April day out there. Am I right? We have some of these every once in a while. You go 70 and 70, and then boom, you drop down to the low 50s.
You're again. So right.
And it will bounce back, hopefully, for the weekend to get some outdoor activities going out there. Of course, Iowa spring game comes up on Friday night. And again, if you would like to make it a double, go on down to Coach's Corner for the road trip this Friday. Join Todd, join Alex from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. The game itself is going to start at 7:07, I believe, is the start time. Isn't it great now we have 7 past the hour of spring game start times now?
Are TV involved?
Yeah. I believe BTN.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I'd have to double check on that. But I think that's why they moved it, the impetus to move it on the Friday night. We'll check that out in a moment here. But stop by beforehand. They're going to have an impromptu pregame, if you will, at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Truck Boulevard in the Walden Square in Iowa City, just down from the Finkbine Golf Course in Iowa City. Join Todd and Alex. Chance for to get some great, great food and some cheap drink specials during happy hour while you are there. You can also get your hands on some KGYM prizes. Get your ticket as you come into the door, and they'll have some drawings and your chance to win some KGYM stuff for you coming up this Friday at the Coach's Corner down in Iowa City. Stop on by before you head on out to the Iowa spring game. Speaking of Iowa, interesting stuff going on right now. You've been following it. I've been following it. I think you've been following it a little bit more than I have, but the trial, Jane Meyer trial, continuing today, and she's on the stand right now. Some very interesting stuff coming out of Des Moines today.
Yeah, and this is a lawsuit that Jane Meyer has brought against the university. Gary Barta, athletic director, is scheduled to get on the stand tomorrow, I believe. And there's some pretty serious allegations being leveled against Gary Barta. Meyer and or her attorneys alleging that Barta dismissed 6 gay members of the coaching staff. And there's the situation. Jane Meyer at the time was second in command in the athletic department, was relocated. Gene Taylor, recently named athletic director of Kansas State, was brought in for that position. Taylor paid $70,000 more than what Jane Meyer was making. Now, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Taylor had a few more responsibilities than Meyer had. He took over supervision of football, men's and women's basketball, among other things.
Correct.
I'm not sure Meyer was doing that. But there's a lot of moving parts here in this suit. I don't know where it's going to land, but we will hear. I think Kirk Ferentz is scheduled to take the stand.
Yep.
There's some allegations that Kirk Ferentz wanted a rendering of the Kinnick Stadium renovations, and whoever did that project had some females in the rendering. And it's alleged that Ferentz didn't like that. And Meyer's side is saying that this is a part of the pattern. Now, I have a hard time believing that. Didn't Kirk Ferentz and his wife start the ladies' football camp at Iowa, allowing women to learn a little more about the game? It's been very successful, raising money for the university and allowing women to come into the program and get a hands-on look at what football is all about. So this thing is supposed to go maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and Michael Loss, our visitor every other Monday in the summer, is in Des Moines covering that trial for the Gazette. He's doing the news side stories for the Gazette. We'll see if he can join us next Monday, as he is scheduled to do. But we'll continue to follow this, and I don't know what people's level of interest is.
I think it's going to pick up, because more and more facts are coming out. Gary Barta now will testify tomorrow in that trial. And it's, tell you what, the folks on the side of Jane Meyer have really done their homework. I mean, they're coming with all guns blazing in this thing, as well they should. They've done their homework in it, and they are ready to... it's going to be interesting to see if the jury sides with Jane Meyer, exactly what the fallout is going to be. I think that's more what people are waiting for in this. Some of the tweets coming in, this one caught my attention today. This is from Blake Dowson. In an August 5th meeting with Barta regarding Griesbaum, Tracy Griesbaum, who is Jane Meyer's partner and the former field hockey coach, Meyer told him, quote, told Gary Barta, quote, your slogan is win, graduate, do it right. Why aren't we doing the right thing, unquote. Pretty interesting stuff. Like I said, they've done their homework. Well,
Griesbaum had her accusers of mistreatment. And there was a faction who were in that camp, and there was a faction that supported Griesbaum.
Very divided team.
Yes.
On field hockey at that time. Some were adamantly against Tracy Griesbaum. Others were very much for Tracy Griesbaum. This thing's going to go for a while. And I hope we can get Mike on Monday. We'll reach out to him and see. But he is in Des Moines covering this for Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow Mike on Twitter at Halas. He's got some good stuff out there. All right, 3:22. We're going to take a break, come back. John Cranton's going to join us from Las Vegas, Jim Feist Sports, and plenty to talk about in the world of the National Hockey League, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. We'll do that when we come back here on KGYM.
Optimized lines of sight. Check. Easy controls. Check. Zero turn. Engaged.
Bravely zero turn. Pro turn 400. You are cleared for takeoff. Lower your deck and roll.
Roger that, Tower.
Bravely zero turn mowers from City Tractor and North Liberty help you fly through mowing, use less fuel, and cover more ground in less time. And let's face it, have some fun too. Your mission starts at locally owned City Tractor, just off the I-380 North Liberty exit, and at citytractor.com,
where you are cleared to landscape. Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
America, it's time for some straight talk. Lobster is really just a fancy way to eat butter. Nobody wants to read the poetry you wrote in college, and guess what? That low-priced unlimited plan those big wireless carriers want to sell you? It's crawling with mystery fees, overages, and other nasty surprises. So it turns out those plans aren't so low-priced after all. But look, there's a better way. Straight Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data with the first 5 gigs up to 4G LTE starting at just $45. That's half the cost with no contract. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting blindsided by mystery fees and overages. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Come on, it's time to stop being fooled. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with Unash and Dukes. KGYM.
Get to John Cranton just in a moment here at 3:24. Other news from Iowa City today, on the court yet off the court. Iowa women's basketball coach, assistant coach Lacey Goldwire, apparently is going to be hired by the University of Arkansas to be on their staff for the Razorbacks. So it looks like that Lisa Bluter is going to be needing another assistant coach. So we wish the best for Coach Goldwire as she makes her way from Iowa City to Fayetteville. And she will do a good job down there, did a very good job on the Iowa staff. And a few texts as well concerning Tiger Woods.
Yeah, 0056. I loved watching Tiger, but I don't see him as a news story anymore. 5615 and 6739, both claiming to be ranked 781 in the world. Don't call me irrelevant, they say. 8477, after four back surgeries, most people would be thankful to walk, yes, let alone compete on the PGA Tour. Ryan from Walford, I can't wait to see Tiger on the Champions Tour. I'm guessing the PGA can't wait either. He's going to boost the ratings on that tour, just as he did for the PGA Tour. And David in North Liberty,
I'm not holding my breath for the senior tour either.
And David saying, Gary Barta could lose his job from this.
That's what I think people are waiting to see. That's what I think people are waiting to see. If the jury finds in favor of Jane Meyer, exactly how this is all going to play out. 319-366-1600. John Cranton set to join us from Las Vegas, Jim Fice Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at Jim Fice Sports, and it's jimfice.com. Joins us on Thursdays from Las Vegas. How you doing?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. Scott, you see your Chiefs are going to open the season?
I did. I'm excited about that. I'm not excited about the fact that, A, again, the Chiefs have to go to Foxborough to play, and B, it is the Patriots.
I'm a little apprehensive, too, because the last time the Patriots and the Chiefs opened the season against each other, Kansas City took out Tom Brady's knee. Shame on your boys.
You're right. That was the last time. Well, karma got the Chiefs back because the Chiefs then traded for the quarterback that came in and had a great year for the New England Patriots, if you recall that, John.
I do, yes. Yeah, it'll be a fun one.
They bought into him.
John, how long after the schedules are announced are odds posted?
It'll be within the week for the first week of the season, just to get it up there and to get some publicity. They really won't get a lot of money on it unless some of the sharp guys see some soft action, but it'll be very soon because NFL is the thing. I'm guessing that game, the playoff game they played, 2 years ago, it was like 7.5, and you'd have to give the Chiefs' defensive talent some respect. You can't make it over 10. On the other hand, the Patriots had a great off season, so maybe it'll be in the 8-9 range, but it'll be out very soon.
Yeah, I will. And I'm going to say probably around a touchdown favorite for the Patriots. on opening night, getting the rings and everything. It'll be a big night in Foxborough, certainly.
Well, John, we've got MLB, NBA, and NHL games to chew on. I want to start with the NHL. Really surprising to most that the Chicago Blackhawks down 3-0 against the Nashville Predators and could get closed out tonight. Is that going to happen?
Oh, boy, the shock at everybody, including the Vegas odds makers, who had the Chicago Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup as a favorite at 4-1. And this is just on a shocking opening round, actually, in the NBA and in the NHL on several fronts. Yeah, they're down 0-3, and you got Nashville in the role of favorite here, minus 135 favorite to try and close it out with a total of 5. And it's been a strange series. I mean, there's been, of the three games, two of them have been close, decided by one goal, and yet here the Blackhawks down 3-0. And that's now 7 straight games they've lost, but there's still so much talent on this team. I find it hard to believe it's going to be closed out tonight. Blackhawks have a terrific road record for the season, 24-13-5. They were top 9 in goals scored, and they were very strong on defense, too, number 11th in goals allowed. So it's still an incredibly talented team to be down like this. So I wouldn't be surprised to see an immense effort from Joel Quenneville, who is the best coach in the hockey league as far as I'm concerned. But they got a tough task tonight because this Nashville team is solid all around. They're top 11 and top 15 as far as goals scored and allowed. They got a hot goalie who's a veteran goalie, too, who's playing exceptionally well. The way I'm going to look at tonight's game, though, I think it's going to be high scoring for a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, Chicago ninth in the NHL in goals scored. They're coming off a game where they just couldn't get the offense going, but that's not normal of them. When Chicago heads out on the road, they're a high-scoring game, 17-5-6 over the Vegas total, and here it is, a relatively low total of 5. And also, when the Blackhawks have trouble scoring 2 goals or less in their previous game, they bounce back with a vengeance, 27-11-18 over the total of that next game. And the Nashville, more of a defensive team all around. However, they do score goals at home. When they're at home facing a team with a winning road record like they are tonight, they're 30-13-8 over the total. And when these teams clash, they've been higher scoring games, 10-3-7 over the Vegas number, including 5-0-4 over the total here in Nashville. So, yeah, I'll say the Blackhawks certainly have enough to get a win and keep the series alive, but I do think it's going to be a high scoring game tonight. So I'll go with the Blackhawks 4-3.
That would bring them within 3-1. And, of course, last night, Minnesota beat St. Louis to make it 3-1 as they go back to St. Paul for game number 5. And, yeah, it gets a little bit scary when you give up that first game and then the other team gets a chance to go home. So we'll see how those two series play out. Let's move to the NBA now. Game 3 tonight in Indianapolis between the Pacers and the Cavs. Cleveland with a 2-0 lead, and they can also take a big step toward closing this one out and getting to the next round of the playoffs with the win tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Yeah, we got the Cavaliers. Vegas made them a 2-point road favorite here, and I would be cautious of that because the Cavs have been a flaky defensive team, soft defensively most of the season, and they have a losing road record, and here they are in the role of road favorite. But you mentioned they're up 2-0, and we saw a tremendous offensive output from everybody that last game. Kyrie Irving had 37 points, Kevin Love 27, and LeBron, of all people, was third in scoring as he's happy to dish it off when the other guys are clicking. So the offense is clicking now, but I'd be careful about backing Cleveland tonight because, as I mentioned, this defense has just been erratic and below average all season long. And then you get the Pacers. Great home record of 29-12. Paul George came out with some fighting words last couple of days. You know, he's been doing his part offensively, but he kind of called out his teammates saying, look, I need some help, guys. Let's get going. Jeff Teague chipped in 23 points that last game, but all of that means that they are going to bring the fight tonight at home with really the season on the line. And keep in mind, these teams are working on 2 days rest now. When the Pacers have 2 days rest, they've been sensational, 21-6 against the Las Vegas number. In addition, the Pacers have covered 8 consecutive games, 8 in a row here. So they are being competitive and playing well, despite the fact they're down 2-0 in this series. But the way to look at tonight's game is we haven't seen a lot of defense from either team. They've been 2 high-scoring games. You got a Vegas total here of 210.5. And the way I see it, boy, the Cavaliers haven't done well matched up head-to-head against this rival Indiana, 2-10-1 against the Vegas number. So I'll have to look at a high-scoring game because head-to-head, it's 4-1 over the total when they meet. The Pacers are on a 4-1 over the total. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but the Cavs are also on a 5-1 run over the total. I say both teams get 110 points, and it's going to be a high-scoring fun shootout tonight.
Milwaukee Bucks have done quite well as the number 6 seed against number 3 Toronto, splitting games in Toronto. Now it's back to Milwaukee in the Bradley Center. And do you like the Bucks here or not?
Well, I like Toronto coming into the postseason, but the Bucks are just a very strong all-around team with this tremendous young player that they have, the Mad Greek, who's just outstanding, 24 points and 15 rebounds that last game. Vegas had opened the game pick 'em last night, basically saying to the public, you guys decide who's going to win the game. And they've taken a stand here. They've made the Bucks are now a one-point favorite with a total of 196.5. And it's been that first game, I think, was kind of an aberration. Toronto's a very talented team all around. They got guard Kyle Lowry back. And yet, boy, did they lay an egg in that first game, scoring just 83 points, getting blown out at home. But that's not the norm. It's a really talented team all around. They did get the win the last game, but the Bucks hung right in there, made it close. Now Milwaukee's home with a lot of things in their favor. However, they're not a dominant home team, 23-18 during the regular season, and they failed to cover the Vegas number 4 in the last 5 home games. So the way I'm going to look at tonight's game would be a defensive battle, because these are two outstanding defensive teams. Toronto, during the regular season, was 8th in the NBA in points allowed and 6th in field goal shooting defense. They really play tough defense for this coach, as do the Milwaukee Bucks. They played it the last couple of years for Jason Kidd and this coaching staff. And when these, in fact, the numbers are 9th in the NBA in 3-point shooting field goal defense, Milwaukee is, as well as in the top 10 in points allowed. When these teams meet, it's 9-3 under the total. So I think you're going to see a game more like game 1, really strong defense by both sides. A close one either way. I can't pick a winner, but I will say it'll be a defensive game with both teams getting around 90 to 94 points.
John Krant joining us from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. They don't play tonight, but they do play tomorrow. Bulls and the Celtics, and this is shaping up to be one of the biggest upsets in NBA playoff history. Bulls winning the first two in Boston. Can they make it 3 in a row against the Celtics tomorrow night?
Yeah, you're right. Going back to 1984, only 4 times as a number 8 seed, knocked off a number 1 seed. We saw it about 9 or 10 years ago when the Dallas Mavericks had a monster regular season and then got upset by Golden State in that first round. But this one is shaping up to be similar to that. So Boston heads out on the road, and they're an underdog here. The money's coming a little bit on Chicago, now a 2-point favorite with a total of 207. And that should be the case, because Chicago at home has been very good there, 25-16 at home. And Boston has a slight winning record on the road of 23-18, but this has been really an eye opener for a series. We knew the Celtics really weren't a number 1 seed in the normal sense. 53 regular season wins, that would have been third seed a year ago. And God, if they were in the West, we wouldn't be talking about them as a top 3 seed. And yet this has been shocking. They're not a bad team, but boy, if they looked at it in these first two games, they can't box out. They're getting killed on the glass by a Chicago Bulls team that traded away one of their best rebounders in Taj Gibson a few months ago. And yeah, they still haven't mattered. They've just taken the Celtics badly in the low post, made them look bad. And then you get some finger pointing and blaming going on in Boston. So you're starting to wonder, boy, is this clubhouse starting to become fractured at all? Well, they lost 2 games at home. That's part of a 3-9 Vegas spread run now for Boston, including 1-9 at home. So maybe they'll be glad to get out of town, but I don't know how they're going to box out on the glass. They had 2 games to do it. The coaching staff is above average with Brad Stevens, and yet they just haven't been able to do anything against the Chicago Bulls team that is in the top 5 in offensive rebounding during the regular season and has been completely dominant in these first 2 games, scoring a ton of points. The thing that the Bulls have in their favor, in addition to home court for tomorrow, is this great guard play. These guys are veteran players. They do so many things well in Wade, Butler, and Rondo. And that's been a difference maker in addition to the rebounding. So you're right. This could be an upset. I wouldn't be going against the Bulls in this one. But I think the way to look at this game, though, would probably be leaning toward the home team, simply because the home team is 7-2 against the Vegas number. When these two teams match up, including a perfect, well, as far as straight-up wins, 5-0 this season, those only two spread losses were the last two games when the Bulls won at Boston. So, yeah, this could be a 3-0 deficit, and Chicago will be could very well be advancing, much to the surprise of a lot of people. A
couple Major League Baseball games, John. Kansas City and Texas. The Royals, well, you can throw a blanket over everybody in the American League Central at this point in terms of records. Texas at 5-10, already five games back. But as I look into it, John, they're coming off a nine-game road trip, finally getting back home, and maybe that record's a bit deceiving, even though they've lost five out of the last six.
Yeah, this is where situational handicapping and assessment come into play. You're right, they're coming back from that long road trip. You got Kansas City, a small road favorite here of minus 115 with a total of nine. The Royals getting back into it now, playing, winning four of the last five games, including the win over the Giants. And in fact, did you guys know it was Bark at the Park last night for Kansas City?
No.
I did not, but I know it's National High Five Day today.
Oh, is that right? Well, yeah. I'll be sure and give that to everybody. Yeah, they had a Bark at the Park night. Dogs were allowed. It was like 380 dogs. I mentioned that to my wife, who has no interest in sports, and she heard that and said, well, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. So hats off to Kansas City for doing that. And they got the win, the kind of a rematch of that 2014 World Series. Got a nice win over Baumgartner last night, 2-0. They've now won 4 out of 5, and it's pretty obvious what's going on with the Royals. They just haven't hit last in baseball in runs scored and on base percentage, but they got one of the best pitching staffs around, and we're going to see an ace tonight in Danny Duffy, 1.80 ERA, 2-0 record. He's allowed one run in each of his starts, a terrific strikeout to walk ratio, and he'll be facing a Texas team that is kind of the opposite of what Kansas City is. They are top five, Texas is, in runs scored. However, 1-5 the last six games. Part of that is what you mentioned, the road trip that they're off of. This is the start of a seven-game homestand for them. However, the pitching has been terrible. Bottom five in team ERA. And we're going to have a look at Andrew Cashner tonight. He's 30 years old. Last year, he split time with Miami and San Diego. And he had a bad ERA with both those teams, 5.25 ERA combined. Now, those parks that he pitched in last year were huge pitcher-friendly parks at home. So I'm going to take a look at how he did on the road last year. This season, he's got an ERA again over 5. But on the road last year, he was winless, 0-6 with an ERA almost 8 for the season. And when you look even closer at that, he didn't want to throw strikes on the road because he was afraid of getting hit. 59-plus innings pitched, 34 walks. And now he's in Texas, which is just the opposite of those parks he was used to last year. It's a huge, small park, home run happy park. So if you want to see the Kansas City offense bust out, this is the time to do it. Not only in Texas, but against a guy who has struggled the last couple of years and is afraid to throw strikes. So if the Royals can be patient and draw a few walks, boy, they could bust out offensively. And with an ace like Duffy going, I would, at this, especially at this price, I would have to lead toward a nice win for Kansas City in a small park tonight. I'll go with Kansas City 7-3.
Rematch of the 82 World Series. Not as much on the line for this one, but the Cardinals and the Brewers will tee it up again coming up tonight. Cardinals started to play good baseball coming off, I believe, the sweep of the Pirates in the last three. And what do you think about this one?
Yeah, a little bit of Harvey's wall bangers here, as the Brewers are in the top five as far as runs scored, but their pitching has not been very good at all. Number 19 in team ERA, and the Brewers are going to throw out Zach Davies, who is winless with an ERA of almost 9 for the season. Batters are hitting .344 off him, and it's a little mysterious because a year ago he was actually pretty good, 3.97 ERA with these Brewers, and he wasn't that hittable at all. However, the Brewers 2-7 run here at home, and it's partly because of this shaky pitching. The Cardinals still have a losing record, but they are getting it together. As you mentioned, a nice three-game winning streak, including a terrific 2-1 win against the Pirates last night. Cardinals still near the bottom four as far as runs scored and on-base percentage, trying to get that offense going, but at least they have an ace on the mound here in Carlos Martinez, only 25 years old, with a 3.57 ERA. Winless at 0-2, but he has pitched exceptionally well, including a nice effort against the Cubs the last game, allowing no runs through six innings. So he has certainly done his part when Martinez takes the mound, we notice that he's 15-5-3 under the total, at least the Vegas number is. And here we get the Cardinals, a small favorite of -113 with the total of 8. Have to lean toward the surging Cardinals with their ace on the mound. I'll go the Cardinals tonight, 4-3.
John, thanks for all the insight as usual, and really can't wait for those NFL odds. You know, first week, we'll talk about it in April, huh?
Yeah, I'll get it next week for you, sure. And I'll go with a parlay tonight for the freebie. Why don't we go with the underdog Chicago Blackhawks with the Kansas City Royals tonight?
Mm.
If you're looking for free sports information, you can go to jimfice.com. And if you want free picks daily, every day there's a free pick. Just call the toll-free number, 888-294-1970.
Awesome stuff. John, appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right. John Crant from Jim Fice Sports in Las Vegas joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Jim Class on KGYM. Just to clear things up, I did look. The Iowa spring game is not live tomorrow night on BTN, the whole thing. They're going to have Wisconsin and Iowa shown tomorrow night on the BTN. Iowa, I believe, is at 8:30. Wisconsin will be first at 7 o'clock, Iowa at 8:30, and they'll do what BTN does during the spring game. So just to make sure everybody knows, it is not going to be a live broadcast of the game on the Big Ten Network. Wanted to get that clarified.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate that. All right, 3:44, we will take a break, come back. When we come back, the final installment of Bowling Night in America for 2017, at least 2016-2017 portion of the season. Back with that after this.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey. Simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Now you can connect at all three of their locations. Gather around the table, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. And for your upcoming graduation party, they'd be happy to add some sizzle with their delicious catering. Connect at La Cantina, now in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, and still going strong in Marion and downtown Cedar Rapids. La Cantina is now accepting applications for positions at all three locations.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Mark's going to miss that commercial. He is. 3:47 back with you to wrap things up for the 16-17 bowling season. Yes, in just an eye blink, the 34 weeks went by just like that of the Mature Evergreen League. This Bowling Night in America wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Tom, everybody, thank you very much for another successful season, as we had a great time out there once again at May City Bowl on Wednesday nights.
We really did. And Cyclone Tim on the text line already getting a dig in. Mark, perhaps deflated bowling balls wasn't the way to go this year. Thanks, Tim. As we mentioned yesterday, just an unbelievably big matchup last night with the Pen Pals, our rivals. We played for the Schmedium May City Bowl jacket.
We had a lot of things to play for last night.
Played for cash last night.
First of all, I would like to say I apologize publicly to everybody with the Pen Pal organization, because in my haste to get to the bowling alley last night and with everything going on here, I forgot the jacket.
I think it might have thrown them off, Scott.
They were not
happy. They couldn't wait to see the jacket, and then they found out that it wasn't there.
They were not happy, and I don't blame them. So I do apologize profusely to the guys. And I offered them a great deal, though. I offered them, two of them worked just down the street, within, you know, walking distance. I said, okay, if you guys win tonight, you can come on live with us and give the Bowling Night in America wrap-up from the Pen Pals perspective.
Wait, are they here?
They are not here, Mark.
They're not here, no.
They are not here. You know why? We win.
Yes, indeed. The Rusty Nails winning 2 out of 3 and the series for 3 out of 4 points. And we retain the Schmedium May City Bowl jacket. Will reside in your office until next Wednesday after Labor Day, at least.
At least.
Rusty Nails finishing 66 up, 66 down. It's tied for 7th place in the Mature Evergreen League. The real story, well, we thought ours was the real story, but
that's what people were following.
A battle for first place. The numbers 1 and 2 teams were separated by half a game going into last night. And it came down as a matchup of KBO Catering and Union Station. Came down to the last game, in fact, the last frame. And KBO Catering winning the last game and the series to claim the team championship in the Evergreen League. KBO was 11th last year in the league, so anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Almost worst to first.
Congrats to Dan Slife, Roscoe Schwartz, Ken Owens, Ian Schrage, Ian Price, and Lon Pepper, the winning team. And as you said, completed another really fun season out there. Marcus Smith's 279, 756 to lead the way. Jeff Durline also had 279 last night. There will be no report from the banquet next week.
Yeah, always a fun evening.
That's why there will be no report.
Always a fun evening. But yeah, great congratulations to KBO. And it was very close the entire season, all 34 weeks. 34 weeks with 3 games each week, and it comes down to the last frame.
Yeah.
Huh? Don't tell me there's not drama in the bowling world.
2258 on the text line. Perhaps one of the Whittle boys. From the Pen Pals.
Yes.
This is a painful episode of BNA. 52-32, perhaps nailing it. Bowling Night in America is more like Boring Night in America. Try it. You'll like it. Come on.
You'll love it. You will love it. But, yeah, it was a great year.
May City Bowl doesn't close the doors after the Evergreen League is done. In fact, Summer League's organizing right now. Encourage you to give them a call, 362-0136, if you'd like to bring a team or just a couple individuals to the alleys. Also, great pro shop out there. Andy Dirks doing a terrific job. You can access all the information as well at maycitybowlcr.com.
We finished 7th, but only 3 games out of, what did you say?
3rd.
3rd. So, right there on the cusp. And finished tied with our good friends from Viking Lounge.
We're underachievers, though. We had 6 guys in the top 30 averages in the league. Finished 500.
That's right.
I think the offseason is going to be a little rough.
Oh, my gosh. How's Zach doing on the course, by the way?
Not good. Not good.
Didn't want to hear that.
Zach Johnson has bogeyed three of his last three holes at the Valero Texas Open, a tournament in which he has won twice. He is now at two over par through 10 holes and significantly down the list, but he does have holes today and tomorrow to make that up and perhaps get a cut, maybe even into contention.
Yep.
Never count out Zach.
Never count him out, especially at this venue he plays very well at, down at the Texas Open. Now, more playoff action coming up tonight on the ice and on the hardwood. Again, we talked about that with John Cranton a little bit earlier on. Back to NBA action tomorrow night here on KGYM, as we will have Game 3 between, I believe it's Oklahoma City and Portland coming up. No, that is not correct. Golden State and Portland. Let me look just to make sure here.
25-23. You're not
Houston
gonna,
at Oklahoma City.
You're not going to get your wish on the text line. He wants a picture of me in the jacket.
You are not going to be able to get into that jacket.
You cannot even get into it. You're much slender than me.
I cannot get into
slender
it.
Slender and Duke's never really, you know.
The schmedium jacket, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's a display item.
It is. It's more of a trophy, something to be held above the vanquished, right?
Indeed.
Hey, I want to let everybody know there's so much work in the corridor going on, and starting next Wednesday, we are going to be out and about, both the gym class and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. We're going to be celebrating progress in the corridor, I should say, saying thank you to all the great workers out there, as it'll be Lunchbox Heroes getting underway. Our first port of call is going to be the brand-new athletic complex out at Mount Mercy University. You and I are going to be out there next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And big thanks to all our great sponsors. They include Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, two biggies there, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Dr. Pepper, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, Wild Hog Saloon in Walford, Red Wing Shoes, Air Gas, and of course, KGYM Radio. We are not going to be short of good food. Never are in the past, but we have taken the food thing and upped it this year. Just to let everybody know, if you're out there working at Mount Mercy University's Athletic Complex, next Wednesday is going to be a red-letter day for you out there.
Yeah, anxious to set my eyes on that project and also greet all the workers out there. And we'll do that throughout the summer between the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn and the gym class. Bringing you up to date on four finals in Major League Baseball. Cleveland has defeated the Minnesota Twins 6-2. Houston beats the Los Angeles Angels 2-1. Boston over Toronto 4-1 in 10 innings. Tampa Bay 8-1 over the Detroit Tigers. Everything else under the lights.
Yep, everything else under the lights. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Rob Howe is going to join us. We will preview the Hawkeye spring game coming up tomorrow night. Again, that gets underway just past 7 o'clock at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. And should be very interesting. The first ever spring night game going on in Iowa City. Again, BTN is going to have some coverage starting at 8:30 tomorrow night. Of that, the Wisconsin spring game must be tomorrow as well, tomorrow night up at Camp Randall. So they will split the BTN night between Iowa and Wisconsin and spring football coming up tomorrow evening. So looking forward to hearing what Rob Howe has to say about the spring game coming up. Drew Cook's position change, talked about that. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn going to have some audio from the coordinators who met the media yesterday. They will play that for everybody coming up today. All right, Mark, we will do it again tomorrow, and have yourself a great night.
You as well.
All right, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next right here on KGYM. Have a great Thursday night.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic,